basically, the upshot that I'm getting from this, if I can believe the Washington Compost, and they are certainly a tainted journalistic organization, but if I could believe them, the upshot is President Trump ain't running his foreign policy show. And because he keeps saying things that he wants done and they don't do them, he keeps firing people. Now, what has to be going on here is that the president is not in control. He doesn't have his fingers on the buttons. He's not making executive decisions that are being carried out. The decisions that he is making are actually being, you know, it's like when you want somebody to do something, and if they're just a little bit wishy-washy on them, if you continue to tell them to do what you want them to do, but continue to insist that, well, that's your option, and that's what you said, they'll ultimately acquiesce in doing it and think it was their decision. Wasn't. And then there's the chemical weapons attack scam. This is a fiasco. There's no evidence. Still, today, here we are on Thursday now. The missile started flying almost 1 week ago. Where's the beef? Where's Clara Pell? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? There is no beef. There is no beef. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, 844-527-8723. And then we have this. Peter Wolfgang at Crisis Magazine, The Influence of Interventionism on Foreign and Domestic Policy. President Trump chose the least aggressive of three military options presented to him when the U.S., U.K., and France bombed suspected chemical plants in Syria last week. By the way, reporters did get to the suspected chemical plants. There's no chemicals. It's another report that I saw that reporters went to where the bombs hit to allegedly take out the chemical weapons production facility. There's no trace of the chemical that was supposed to be there. In other words, the Wall Street Journal says the U.S. is seeking an Arab force made up of local nations to occupy that segment of Syria where ISIS has been defeated. In other words, no nation building, no long-term commitment for the U.S. military, and yet another unending conflict in the Middle East. Oh, please. Those words do not come easy to a recovering interventionist like me, but history has been a hard teacher, and I worry that President Trump, in his recent bellicosity towards Russia and Syria, may be putting us back on the road to more foreign policy errors of the kind from which we thought his election had spared us. You know, I'm going to be dawning on people that we haven't been spared anything. We've been spared more aborted babies via Mrs. Clinton's lust to abort babies. And that's about the extent of it. Granted that President Trump is first and foremost a pragmatist, but to the extent that his nomination and election was a victory for anyone's school of thought, it was a victory for Buchananism, which has sort of been a dissident minority within the conservative movement these last 25 years. Now, this guy used to be an interventionist. He's not anymore. What turned him around? One, an interventionist foreign policy does not work. Two, we are increasingly not the country we once were. Correct. Three, we should have other priorities both abroad and at home. What is it that drives men, so many of them, to wish to be involved in the affairs of the Arab world?